Hello, and welcome to episode 75 of the Planning Period Podcast, your Ed Breakroom. I'm your host, Brad Schreffler. 75 episodes of this show. It's a little terrifying sometimes to realize that means there's a roughly 75 hours of my voice floating around on the internet. And given that it is episode 75, I wanted to do something a little different. So this week on the show, I'm joined by nobody. It's just me. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you've probably heard me say I would never go back to school, never get my master's, never go into administration. Like this clip from episode 13 of the podcast with Nicole Mutters, my dad, and Kristen Iannuzzi.
I definitely agree, but there are certainly exceptions.
That is definitely a fair point. There are definitely exceptions, and I, as the non-major, like, I'm not doing my master's program, and I'm just a classroom teacher, and totally fine with that.
Yes.
Stop it. I'm not doing it. All of
you, yes, you are.
I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
And yet, last week, I completed my application and signed the paperwork to get my master's in educational leadership from National Lewis University. Given that this is episode 75 of my podcast and that this big thing is happening, I thought I'd take this opportunity to explain my decision and go solo, talking about what it means for me and the future of this show. I want to start by reading my entrance essay that I wrote for NLU. It outlines a good bit of my journey and explains how I was pushed to this point. So here it goes. I am a professional educator that has spent the last 10 years of my life dedicated to education and the advancement of not only students, but teachers. Out of the last 10 years of my career, I've spent 4 of them outside of the classroom supporting the development of teachers. During that time, I have been the digital instructional coach, or digital integration specialist, at a high school and a middle school. I started this journey as a middle school English teacher, happy with my classroom, then moved to a high school to teach freshman English. During that first year at the high school, I became a member of the Digital Curriculum Leadership Team the year before we launched one-to-one digital program. Without being asked, I became the unofficial leader of that team. My peers realized quickly I not only had a clear vision for what a successful launch would look like, but I had the ability to plan for that and make it a reality. If I'm being truthful, it was the first time I realized that I had the right mindset, expertise, and passion to handle a leadership role in a school. After the first few months of attending district trainings and building professional developments to deliver back to the staff, I began to realize that this initiative wouldn't be successful without someone on the school level dedicated to making this initiative happen. I expressed this belief to my principal and added that I felt like I was the right person for that role for the following school year. He agreed, and we created the role of digital instructional coach. During that year, I successfully launched a one-to-one program from the ground up with the largest high school in the state and one of the top 10 largest high schools in the country. To date, it is one of the greatest accomplishments of my professional career. In my 3 years at that high school, I built and ran professional developments on all instructional aspects, not just technology, ran new teacher mentorship, built a student-run technology support program that is now replicated in many high and middle schools in the county, presented at multiple conferences, including the largest technology conference in the world, ISTE, and was heavily courted to bring my skills to a middle school nearby to help launch their one-to-one initiative. This is how I ended up being at the middle school I am now, the largest middle school in the country with nearly 3,000 students. Coming to middle school has certainly had its challenges, but the majority of the time has been filled with hard work and a genuine sense of accomplishment. I work with an amazing leadership team, great APs, and the best principal I've had the privilege of working for. They are a huge driving force for why I have decided to go back and get my master's degree. I always said I would never go back to school, didn't want to be an administrator, and was happy as a coach. My peers refused to accept that and have regularly pushed me to consider going back and challenged me to see the ways in which I could be an opportunity. I have listened to their points, agreed with many of them, and while I still wouldn't commit, I started to consider the possibility. Fast forward to this past Thursday morning. I was telling my principal, Andrew Jackson, about a success I had working with one of our PLCs and getting them to change their practice. After I finished explaining the impact I was able to make on the process, he began trying to compel me again to get my master's and joining the administrative world of education. This time, he found the magic bullet to push me into action, a social issue that I am passionate about, our ailing education system. Most people I know, educators and non-alike, tend to believe that education is broken, or at the very least, that there is something definitely flawed with it. The data even supports this, as the United States is consistently in the middle of the pack for educational systems worldwide. And despite this general understanding, what continues to bother me and drive my desire to help grow and change the system is that no one is talking about that big question. How is education broken? This question was the impetus for me starting my own educational podcast, where each week I sit down virtually with another educator or educational stakeholder and ask them, among other questions, what is the biggest problem facing education today? To date, I've released 75 episodes of this podcast, and not one of my guests have been prompted to answer this question before, which is genuinely terrifying to me. How can we, as professionals and leaders in this arena, begin to address the problems in education if we have not gone to the trouble of naming them? From my perspective, one of the biggest problems in education is that there aren't enough quality candidates to meet the needs of our schools. We have a teacher scarcity, which is a well-known issue, but we also have an administrative shortage. We can fill the positions, but not with candidates of true value that can understand the needs of an educator professionally, personally, and emotionally. In this belief is where Mr. Jackson found the hole in my carefully constructed armor of refusal. On Thursday morning, he said, "There are going to be 5 new schools opening in the next 5 years in this area alone. That's 5 principals and many more assistant principal openings. And you've seen firsthand there isn't enough depth in that pool. People will get those jobs based on time in the system and not quality. So when I see someone like you, who I know can do the job and do it well, but is refusing, that is a dereliction of duty." That brings me to this moment. Writing an entrance essay for National Lewis University to be accepted into the Master's in Educational Leadership program. I will use this opportunity to evolve into a better teacher, coach, advocate, and leader. A teacher who can spark creativity in my students, whether they are 13 or 31. A coach who can help teachers evolve and grow in not only their educational skills, but in their empathy and passion for student well-being. An advocate who can speak to all education stakeholders for the needs of our students. And a leader who can bring the change to the system that we so desperately need. Never let it be said that I have ignored my passions, that I have let my stubbornness stifle my potential, or that I have abandoned my duty. I think this essay speaks to my intent very well. Let me add here on the show that Mr. Jackson was certainly not the only one to push so heavily against me. My dad, Bob Schreffler, former guest, has not stopped pushing me to go back to school for years. Nicole Mutters, my now assistant principal and dear friend, has always said I would eventually do it. Jackie Enenfeld and had the admission persons from NLU at our school in 2 hours after I said I was actually considering it. To name a few more, Kristen Iannuzzi, Shannon Tomzikowski, basically Bob Walker, lots of other guests on this show. It's been a kind of constant barrage for a few years. And it is going to take a village for me to get through this. The classes are one night a week, plus online work, readings, and practicum done at school. It will affect my life a lot, and is already requiring me to rebalance things. And that doesn't even begin to consider the costs and having to pay for all of this. However, I will say this. I am determined to keep the podcast going. This is a project that I am so passionate about. I can't let it go. I love this show. I love the guests I get to talk to. I love the conversations we get to have. That is not going to end. It's part of what makes me a great educator. It's part of what will make me a great administrator, is constantly opening myself up to new ideas. And I do that through this show. So it is not going away. That, by no stretch, means the program won't affect the show. Any readings I do and find useful will result in me reaching out to the authors to be guests on the show. I also plan on doing monthly check-ins with my classmates to discuss what we've learned in our classes and how we think the program is going. If possible, I'll ask the professors to join in either on the check-ins or as guests as well. I'll also be posting to my blog more, which is I'm kind of excited about. My plan right now is to publish all my papers written for the program here so that you can see what I'm working on. That can be case studies, prompt responses, research papers, whatever, posted on the blog. With school and district names removed, of course, for anonymity purposes. So there are changes coming for me and for the show. The goal here is to get into a true administrative role, to become a principal one day, maybe. As many people have told me, I'm already doing the job of an assistant principal, so I might as well get paid for it. I have the vision for it. I believe I have the ability and the passion. Wherever this journey takes me, I'm excited. And I'm excited to bring that journey to the Planning Period podcast as it continues on into the future. Until next week, consider what you're hesitating to do and just do it.
Music for the Planning Period podcast is the song Vicious by Kevin MacLeod, used under Creative Commons. You can find him at incompetech.com. The Planning Period podcast is also a proud member of the VoiceEd Radio Network, a 24-hour radio network all about education all the time. VoiceEd Radio, your voice is right here.